it time to do it now?
It's Sunday night.
I can't. It's... Oh, shit, we're still early.
It's 9 minutes too early.
Crap.
Which clock is correct?
I don't know.
That was up there is 6 minutes. That one's 9 minutes.
We'll go by this. See you in 8 minutes, folks.
Damn it, give me an analog digital clock. I don't like the analog stuff.
Analog's great.
We'll get the...
Anyway.
It's Sunday night, and you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, only available from spankwagon.n3.net. And now it's your two cool hosts, Swingin' Claude Balls and Hepcat Trencher.
And
we're back.
Like a vertebrate.
Or actually, we're... No, never mind. We're here, yes.
Yes, we're here.
It's Sunday night.
And you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm not Claude Balls.
I'm Claude Balls. And this is Trencher.
No, you're not Trencher.
I'm not Trencher.
Yes, I'm not Claude Balls, yeah. And you're not Trencher.
Well, we got half the intro right this week.
You fucked it up tonight. Oh, one bad word already.
Put a penny in the jar.
Penny in the jar.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we had no jars. Give it to me.
What? Yeah. Penny in the jar so you can keep it. Hey, folks, it's Sunday night. Spankwagon Radio is
on the air.
And on the net, on the air.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Fun-filled week.
Was it?
No.
I was sick out with the flu.
Yeah, that I could tell.
Remember I was sick last week on our recovery show?
Yeah, I was sick on the recovery show. Then you're like, oh, I got to go to bed. And they're like, hey, you want to go downstairs and watch Hardware Wars?
Hey, you know you wanted to see Hardware Wars.
Yeah, but I didn't want you like retching on me.
I didn't retch.
No, you didn't. I
needed
lucky.
To go to sleep.
Yeah, I was
you're the one who retches. Greasy food. You just have to think greasy food and you're gone, dude.
Yeah, man.
So, how was your week?
Not bad. Not bad.
Anything exciting?
Saw Blackula.
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 That old 70s blaxploitation.
Yes.
How'd you like it?
It was actually not bad. It's hard to believe that Blackula is a Shakespearean trained actor.
And that's the role he got?
And that's the role he got. But that's not one of the ultimate roles he landed.
What was his ultimate role?
Blackula is king of cartoons.
What?
On Pee-wee's Playhouse, Saturday mornings.
Right.
The king of cartoons was Blackula.
No kidding.
Yes. It was really Blackula.
That is awesome. That's really cool. I'll have to look that up. You know, you're going to get me on like a Internet Movie Database to check that one out.
Yeah, I'm already submit a lot of stuff to Internet Movie Database.
Really?
It's a really good movie or it's a really bad one.
Oh, so what reviews do you do?
Movies I've seen. I haven't really gotten like too far into it. I've only done like a handful.
Hmm.
The first review I did was out of anger.
Which one?
Along Came a Spider.
Oh. Yeah.
I hated that movie. I wasted my money and time seeing it in a theater. I'm like, the hell did I just waste my money on?
Well, it must have been somewhat good.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Blackula? King of
Blackula
cartoons?
Was much better than Along Came a Spider.
Yeah, see, I've seen Blackula... No. It was the sequel. Scream. Blackula Scream.
That's right.
That was another
I've actually
big
seen,
pilot.
Since I have a digital cable now, I get BET Stars. I see a lot of good black movies on there. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Jackie Brown.
Oh, that's a good one.
Cleopatra Schwartz. Foster Friday. And Blazing Saddles.
Do you realize the mistake you just made?
Hmm.
Cleopatra Schwartz?
Yeah, Schwartz. Oh, yeah, it's from that movie, yeah.
It's Cleopatra Jones.
Yeah, I got it confused with Kentucky Fried Movie, actually.
Kentucky Fried Movie with Cleopatra Schwartz.
I actually screwed that up, yeah.
That's why I kind of chuckled when you said that.
No, but Blazing Saddles was on there, too.
Blazing Saddles is a great, great
really
film.
Is. I Name My Cat Mongo.
Yeah. Wow. I'm looking at the chat room. Kilroy's hate mail, which means that Kilroy's a confirmed listener.
Oh, my mom's a confirmed listener. She's here every
your
week.
Mom's always kind of listening. She's very proud of her little boy.
Yes,
doing
is.
Obscure internet talk radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
Very obscure internet talk radio.
I bet you they higher ratings at AM, though. That's what's sad.
Yeah, no
and
kidding.
And AM is broadcast.
Yeah, but you know what? Oh, the JLD.
Oh, yeah, JLD. Yeah.
Confirmed.
Where the hell is that?
Oh, there it
yeah,
is.
There you go.
Here it is. Here it is. For our confirmed listeners.
There you go. Well, that's Kilroy. That's my mom too, and that's JLD.
Yes.
There you go.
With our ever increasing famous Spankwagon certified clicker liquor pop with
that's right.
whistle.
That's our clicker liquor pop mad proper.
Mad proper.
Yeah.
There you go. So thank you for tuning in, folks. At least confirming. If you're listening in and you're wondering how to become a confirmed listener,
you have to go to chat.yahoo.com.
Search into the user chat rooms once you sign up for Yahoo. Don't worry, it's still free.
And that would be Spankwagon_radio.
Yes, and I'm the only one in there.
Mm-hmm. And that would be our chat room and our username for this little I need a thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
I was on a roll right there, and I'm like...
Ah, you just lost it.
I'll never do infomercials.
Shit. Yes. Well, you could be that guy that wears the bow tie. And you could buy this for how much? Not $9.95.
Buy with the bow tie.
Dude with the bow tie. You know, the guy that's British. British guy with the bow tie that sells
everything. I'm thinking Lesko.
You want a skillet? You want a penis implant? You want an iron? You call him. Yeah. He will get it for you.
Yeah. $19.95, whether it's single or three easy payments up.
Exactly. Yeah. And always the free stuff. You know, you could be buying cookingware. We'll give you this free juicer. Woo, you know? Yeah.
No. It's one of the biggest two items for free.
Mm.
Okay. Used to be chamois, but, you know, chamois are getting hard to come by.
Why?
I don't know, apparently, because I go buy what's on infomercial. Yeah. Now it's either the miracle slicer,
right?
It's like a washboard thing, and you slide the potato up and down, or it's the chopper jar.
The chopper? Oh, that little thing
you
bounce up
and plunger. And bam, 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 bam.
It's kind of interesting. They give away knives for free.
Yeah.
Sharp objects.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not like they're taking them on planes.
Yeah, that's
it's not
true.
Like they're giving away box cutters.
That's very true. Ladies and gentlemen, we are giving away box cutters in the next half hour.
Oh, goody. I need one for my trip.
Yes. You never know when you need to go flying with a box cutter.
Exactly.
Fun stuff.
So where's your destination? Oh, I don't plan on landing.
No, we plan on just kind of going straight.
Whatever the day takes us.
Yeah. Yes. Would you like a Slurpee?
Europe, Asia, building.
Ladies and gentlemen, the taste has already hit the lowest common denominator.
It could get worse.
It could get much worse. And let's see. I had an interesting weekend.
What was that?
Me and El Smacko went fishing.
Fishing, that's right. You have a rod now.
Yes, and a reel.
Yeah.
I'm a rod.
Connected with the wedding tackle.
The wedding tackle?
Yeah.
Yeek. No, we went fishing. I'm not even going to go where you're trying to lead. So, went fishing, and I have realized something. A, there are places in the middle of a desert to fish.
Floyd Lamb State Park.
Yes.
And that's where you went.
A stocked pond.
It's in the middle of nowhere, and it's green there, too.
Very green for a desert. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is interesting, because the actual state park is not just the Floyd Lamb part there, but it's also the Divorce Ranch area there. Basically, they've got a bunch of old buildings that were part of a 1940s divorce ranch.
Divorce ranch.
You know, Vegas, Nevada has like really loose.
What are you talking about? The divorce law? And that's where people. Okay. I know what you're talking
about. Men would live at these ranches for 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks to become a confirmed resident. Then that way you can get a divorce.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Very
to make a state park out of some place to get divorces.
Exactly, man.
I love this city.
And it's great, man.
That's why this city is wrong and awesome at the same time.
Wrong at all, man. The rest of the world is wrong.
Well, why do you say that?
Because if you could get divorced that quick, man, anyplace else...
Who'd be married?
Exactly. You have a lot less problems.
That's true.
That's right.
It's very true. But went fishing, and basically, I'm the only one that's ever been fishing before, because I used to fish all the time when I lived back home. So, it was me tying lines, showing them how to use the poles.
So you didn't really go fishing. You just instructed people how to fish.
Exactly.
So you just had to teach Van Smack to fish.
I had to teach Van Smack and a bunch of other people how to fish.
A bunch of other people? Was it like a Y trip or something?
Something like that. It was a bunch of friends of his. So it was okay. It was okay. I had a little bit of fun.
Did you catch anything?
Not a damn thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever catch anything, but I'll try, you know?
Yeah,
I just can't imagine fish actually being out here unless it's stocked, and then
it is stocked. It is stocked. Yeah.
Even like Lake Mead, you know?
You have to do the wildlife report.
Mm.
Lake Mead has the hatchery. They actually grow fish just for catching.
See, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from an environment where you just throw in the pole, and after a little bit, you will catch something.
Well, you will here,
naturally.
Too. Naturally. Well, naturally, they're going to bite, you know.
Well, you know what I mean. It's not stocked. It's not, we need 13 fish for this part of the lake. And
actually, they dump them in there by the thousands.
Really?
They expect them to be caught. You can actually go fishing in Sunset Park, down Sunset.
Oh, I know. They got that little pond.
That's kind of dumb to me. I mean,
I understand. I watched them work on the pond, man. All it is just a bunch of Visqueen on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
You know, Visqueen, a little bit of concrete, some more Visqueen, and then they fill it with water.
But, you know,
a big Indian head in the middle.
There's an Indian head.
Well, that Easter Island head thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a moai. M-O-A-I.
Oh. And how do you know this?
Tiki Tones, man. Top of the Moai.
Tiki, got it.
Track 5 on Songs for the Suburban Savage.
Tiki Tones.
Tiki Tones.
The same stuff that was our intro.
Actually, yes.
So there you go. If you want to hear more Tiki Tones, let me know in the chat, and I'll play some more. But
it's great,
regardless. So yeah, I found out there's a very interesting substance. Since like night crawlers, you know, worms are not very common here.
Yeah, they are.
Well,
Walmart, man. They stock them.
Walmart. That's what I'm saying. Power bait.
Power bait.
Very interesting stuff. This power bait. It's fluorescent colors, and it's meant to just like putty on the hook, and it supposedly attracts the fish.
I have some of that. I actually use it in tandem with fish bait condiments.
Fish bait condiments?
Yeah, it's like sparkly liquid. It's like how can I put this? Imagine somebody cut finely chopped glitter and lime green dye with cod liver oil.
Yeah. That's not the greatest.
It smells fishy, you know. You even if you don't catch anything, you smell like a
fish. I know
fisherman.
People that smell fishy.
Yeah.
Do we dip them in the water? Here, we'll attract more fish with
Let me out, you guys!
Oh, boy. I don't know how funny we could be today. We're actually on a kind of a goal to start cleaning everything up because
we're not really clean everything up. We actually got a challenge.
A challenge. Big challenge.
A challenge.
Again with the sound effects.
I have to.
I really need to work on getting something for the site, don't I?
That you do.
Is that your hint to tell me I need to do some like sound effects and stuff for the site?
Oh no. I think more importantly is the image section.
That's
coming along, isn't it?
Let's just getting the gallery working there. It's not the easiest to code.
It's on 3 weeks now.
Try five.
Five.
5 weeks that I've been working on it.
Well, at least 3 weeks that you had a link.
Hey,
this is something that worked.
That's pretty damn good, though.
Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah.
My audio is level. That's a good thing.
Level.
Level.
Swell, bro.
Thank you. And, the gallery, though, is working. I have 21 images going up about our trip. 21 of the better images.
Uh-huh. But we're speaking of the site, doing different updates. I heard there's a new addition to the site.
The game.
The game, yes.
It's a kick-ass game that Virtual One actually put together. It's not even on my site. It's actually on Virtual One's main. But what I'm going to do is put a link with the instructions on how to play a game. The link will actually go up this week, folks. It's an audio-visual game that you have to play. But what it is it's a picture of a room in someone's house, and you have to figure out what's wrong. And now, it's a flash image, so that means that subtle little things will change, and you point out what it is, and...
Yeah.
You know...
It's not really a... It's not really a click, point-and-click type thing. It's like a... How can I put it? It's kind of sort of like memory.
Yeah.
Where you have to pay attention to everything you see change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's audio-visual because, you know, there will be, like, birds and stuff like that.
Yeah,
too,
there's different sound effects.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's definitely a fun one, and we will get a link up on that... Pretty soon, because I'll tell you what, I've played it. The Whiff has played it.
I played it, too.
You played it, and it was great.
It was. It was really great.
I think the Whiff thought it was completely stupid, though. Yeah. She absolutely did not like it. She
played for it. She didn't totally care.
Yeah, she's just not one of those types, though, that plays that kind of stuff. You know, internet games and even the stupid little fun stuff, you know, that's created like that.
Do you have a link for it right now? Or?
I do have a link if you want to go to it.
Okay, go ahead.
But if you want to go to it, you'd have to type in your browser... http://.
Or if you have a modern browser, at least IE4 and above.
Oh, come on now. You can go ahead and just go to vftp.net.
www.
Oh, you don't even need the www.
Oh, okay.
But vftp.net/what'swrong.
.swf.
Because it is a Flash site. And what you do is you just try to figure it out and, you know, look at it. And it's a pretty fun game. I mean, I liked it.
I liked it, too.
And I think Vert did a good job of putting it on his server. You know,
it was actually very good.
Yeah, one of the things that he showed me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, let's see.
But that's a game. I highly advise you to try that out, and we're actually going to have something a little bit later, I believe, a poll to give results about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see how people like the interactive portion of the site.
See if it's something more that I should do, because, I mean, I know it's out there, and I know we could bring more stuff like that.
Yeah,
because
the only other thing we had was the race car.
The race car?
Remember? The ding 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 ding.
Oh yeah, I remember the race car. That was another fun one. The ding 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 ding. It just keeps going on and on and on, though.
It's looped.
But I got a good rant set up for myself today.
Do you now?
Oh, of course.
I'm actually happy.
Oh.
This is the second rant. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It's not in a row because I had the one last week. The second rant that's going to be have a good happy ending. They're going to kick the homeless out of downtown.
No, they're just kicking them off that one street.
It doesn't matter. They should, you know, keep them moving until they hit California.
Well, tell us more about that.
It looks like Oscar Goodman.
Our lovely mayor.
That's right. Well, I wouldn't call another name lovely.
Yeah. Tongue-in-cheek humor.
Yeah. Or something else. Anyway.
It's a tongue, really. It's a tongue. Here, have a gin.
Really? You want another drink? Oh, great. That's kind of odd.
Our mayor, man. Just get him drunk.
He's a social drinker. He's not a wino.
No. That's
although his consumption of alcohol and stubble sometimes confuses you. Good thing we have a nice clothes so you know he doesn't get kicked out too.
Well, yeah.
But anyhow, you look at Oscar Goodman. Kind of looks like a fucking wino.
He looks like he could be like you know yeah. W.C. Fields kind of drunk. You know, big red nose.
Yeah. But yeah, the city went to federal court and won to kick homeless people off Four Master Lane.
Now where is that?
This is down off of Main Street next to the graveyard.
Okay.
There's two Woodlawn cemeteries. There's one on LVB and one on off of Main.
Okay.
This is the one off of Main.
So a lot of the... I think this happened started last week where they told the homeless...
This has actually been going on for a while.
Yeah,
it's
they
been
told
really
the homeless,
bad.
Get off this street because yeah. The business owners in that area...
Business owners are complaining. People can't go visit their loved ones. And these people are urinating and defecating...
On the sidewalks.
On the sidewalk.
Pitching tents by tying, you know, material
but
to the poles.
These people are shitting.
Where they sleep.
Not only where they sleep, but right next to, like, you know, baby graves. Things like that. And that's disrespectful for the dead.
Yeah.
Because people can't come visit their loved ones because of the stench of these foul ass.
Exactly.
People. You know, and, you know, I just honestly don't like the homeless.
Well, we know you don't.
I detest them.
I mean, that's something that every week we have to bring up because you hate the homeless so damn much.
I just, you know... No, happy days are here again, you know. Yeah. I'm serious. Dead Kennedys kill the poor, please.
There you go.
That's right.
So now, I know that the homeless, though, they were talking about where the homeless were fighting this, you know. Well, not the homeless, excuse me. The ASPCA.
ASPCA?
Not the ASPCA. What am I
ACLU.
ACLU, thank you. Well, same difference for the same people.
Actually, you know what? I think they should treat them like dogs and cats. Pick up the homeless people, nobody claims them in 3 days. Gas them.
Euthanize them.
That's right, man.
Good way to get rid of them, right?
Yeah.
Who'd want to be homeless?
Ein.
Oh, ouch. You'll make great lampshade. So what they did, though, is they were trying to say that the city was being unfair to the homeless and saying
they're
that
not
the city
providing
couldn't.
Shelter,
yeah.
Not taking appropriate care. So the city struck back. They said, if they're mentally ill, we're going to interview them, and we'll send them to a state care facility where they can get proper treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So Goodman's all for that. I am too, you know, because I'm not being a humanitarian so much as I am saying I don't want crazy ass people walking the streets.
No kidding.
And, you know, anybody that needs other kind of assistance are going to help them with job placement. And they do that now. And what's funny is actually these people just, you know, there's human waste cakes the sidewalks. Once a day they're having like have street sweepers go down there, and then once a week they actually have to spray down the sidewalks and bleach them. It's that bad. And this is what's really angers me about this. Catholic Charities runs a St. Vincent's shelter
mm-hmm.
one block away and allows these people to use their bathrooms and showers.
And they just don't. See, that's
it's
the problem.
It's not that there's not facilities for them.
Yeah.
They're right over there. Anybody who's caught with drugs, using drugs or anything like that, or in any kind of illicit behavior, they're going to arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to be a crime to the life-sustaining activity before if you were trying to just live and survive, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wouldn't arrest you, but now they're going to. And I think that's really great because like Oscar Goodman said, you know, this ain't medieval times, okay? You just can't, you know...
Make a tent city wherever you want.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Which is good.
And I think, actually, in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the local newspaper here, did an online poll of what should we do with the homeless. The number one response by all of its readers, and I voted for the same response... Give them bus tickets and get them out of town.
Yeah, because it's not a situation like where it was in D.C. or in other cities where they're overpopulated.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. Rather than build a homeless shelter here,
mm-hmm.
I think we should donate that money plus a little bit more, perhaps, to some place like Los Angeles. Say, here's a nice thing. Take our homeless, please.
There you go.
I think that'd be
more
great.
More homeless in L.A., just what they need.
I don't want to look at these people. They're filthy and disgusting.
Yeah.
Hell, we have a coworker, actually, we spoke with today, said he's been assaulted a few times by these people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The homeless person assaulted him, you know, at a bus stop,
mm-hmm.
and which is, you know, pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
Yeah. That's just... But, yeah, screw the homeless. And at F Mancow. Anyhow.
What the hell? I just had to throw that in there?
Yeah, I don't like Mancow.
Well, we know you don't like Mancow. But you guys like us, folks. At least two of them do.
Yeah.
Three, actually, because the JLD said that she had a friend tuning in. So that means
four.
No, that'd be three. Who's the fourth?
My mom.
Your mom. See, I never remember your mom because...
Jesus Christ.
Your mommy doesn't, you know, hop on the chat there.
Hey, no. So? She listens. That's all I care about. I know.
Okay. He's mommy.
Your wife don't listen.
Well, yeah, but this is not her type of humor.
So?
So? Fuck you.
That's right. Oh.
Damn it. Did it.
See, look at that. Look at that.
Maybe I'm the reason we're so profane.
Yeah, you probably are, man. You're a profane person.
I am.
Filthy, unshaven, unclean. Yay.
Wow. Gilbert said he lived in the street for about a year.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Good thing you didn't live on my street when I was mayor.
Yeah, really. If you would have lived near Claude here, he would have, like, kicked you daily. He'd like, boom.
Get a job! Kick.
Kick. But... Yeah, I got a nice little rant about cell phones. I found a couple products I think I might actually invest some money in because I like the idea of what it'll do. But we'll get into that here for cell phones in a little while, probably after our first break. So did you do anything else exciting this week?
Let's see. I went and I looked at new cars.
New cars?
Mm-hmm.
Anything particular?
Actually, went to go look at a Jeep.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. With that new dealership, that Jim Marsh up there.
Yeah?
Looks like a totally converted brothel.
Really?
I swear. You go on the outside first. Okay, this is the first sign. It's Wild West pseudo decor.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the dealership, you know where they have the neon normally?
Mm-hmm.
It's back, and they have a banister with, like, a balcony up there. It's not a real one. You walk in, they have wood trim all over,
right.
The whole thing, have this, I can't describe it, kind of old western hoary wallpaper.
Hoary?
A chandelier, and western art sculptures of, like, dudes on horses, man.
What part of town is this in?
Northwest.
Man, that's
a centennial.
It's like the newest part of
the
town.
Yes, it's like the newest dealership, and it's like...
And it's built to look like the old...
Yeah, it's like built this way on purpose. It was kind of funny.
You can buy cars and horses at Jim Marsh. Just what you need, an old nag. Anyway.
Next thing you know, it'll be, take my wife, please.
Yeah, here we go. The bad corny jokes, folks. Oh, man, we are so unprepared again for another week.
You had a rant about cell phones.
Well, I have a rant, but I'm going to get to that here in a little bit. I think what we're going to do right now, though, is we're going to go ahead and take a break for about 8 minutes or so, and then we'll be back, and I'll go on my little rant, and then we'll hopefully have a little bit more preparedness ahead of us.
That's right.
So we'll be back here in a little bit, folks. You are listening to...
Spankwagon Radio, only at www.spankwagon.n3.net.
Thank you.
enough of that hardcore techno shit. Play this!
So fucking crazy! What? What? Yeah! Well, I've been to Hastings and I've been to Brighton. I've been to Eastbourne too. So what? So what?
Crazy.
And I've been here, I've been there, I've been every fucking where. So what?
Where?
So what?
Back to you.
Bankwagon Audio.
Pussy!
Bankwagon Audio.
Do it.
All right, and we are back.
Again.
That's right. By the way, what the hell have you done to your cat?
What do you mean?
Well... I was joking about the bell over here, and then all of a sudden I keep hearing him actually, you know, shaking or something outside, mm-hmm. You know, maybe having seizures.
Yeah.
Sounds you got reindeer landing on the roof, man. I'm serious.
No, we actually had to put a bell on the cat, because he's an indoor cat, has been for, like, all of his life.
Okay, all my cats are indoor cats, too.
Okay. He got out, and considering, A, he's a pitch-fucking-black cat,
okay,
you know, he got out, and we decided, well, you know, we... better get like a collar or something on him in case he wants to start doing this more often or trying to sneak out. That way, if anything, we can see him better in the dark.
You don't and see bells, though. You hear them.
You hear them, but he also wears a yellow, that collar, his harness thing, and it is a full-fledged harness.
Yeah, you better be sure yellow. Your cat didn't get out and get his ass kicked.
Yeah, you're wearing bells. Pow! No.
Ding!
Well, you know, my...
I'm serious,
but,
man.
Yeah, we had to put him on there.
I expect to hear, whoo, 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 from outside the door with the cat, man.
Well, the wrong time of the year to hear that, so, you know...
Not according to the cat.
Well, who knows.
So, let's see, you had a rant.
Oh, yes, I had a rant.
We'll get to that now.
Ah, yes.
Let's cellular telephone communications, like, stuff.
Well, here's what I found. I was looking online, and I was looking in Wired News.
Wired News.
And I found this article about how in France, it's now...
The article.
In France. In France. That's British, I think.
That's not British.
Is it? Oh, yeah, that is French. That's the French national anthem.
I was singing the British theme, and all of a sudden, for some reason, I was about to do it, and I thought, no, wait, that's not it, and it's a good
next
thing.
Next thing you know, you're going to be doing Benny Hill.
Actually, no, I was going to do Masterpiece Theater. I don't know why.
Who knows? I found this article about how it's legal now to jam cell phones in public places, like restaurants, theater, stuff like that, because people are so fucking rude with their goddamn cell phones.
Yeah.
That, you know, in the middle of a theater, and this happened to even me out here, James Bond. One of the James Bond films. Someone, yeah, hello, yeah, this is Steve. Yeah, Bob, how's it going? Everybody in the theater were just looking at it like, shut the hell up, dude, shut off the phone. This gothic motherfucker, right? And we were talking pitch fucking black hair all the way down back behind his knees, trench coat, boots that were like platform combat boots. I don't know why or how.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Goth make of everything.
They're like Doc Martin go-go's.
Yeah, exactly. He walks up to the guy. He walks up to him and goes, excuse me, sir, that cell phone bugs me.
Bet he hung up.
The guy just goes, I gotta go there, bye! Click! Turned off the phone. You
That's
know?
Great.
That right into his eye. And we were all cheering on the goth dude.
That's
like
great.
The most attention he's had in his life.
Yeah.
Where we weren't just staring and laughing and pointing.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, and I mean, I get so pissed off at some cell phone users because they are so discourteous. Mm-hmm. You know, and there are some people with cell phones that know how to use them, and they use them in the right places and the right times, and goddamn, they shut them off when they're supposed to.
Yeah.
But I was reading about the jammer. So I'm reading here, you know,
the
they're
talking... The jammer. Now, you're talking about this is something like a theater could install inside.
Yes.
Ah.
A theater can install inside, kills the cell phone, gives it no signal. It actually will white noise and blank out the frequencies that cell phone runs on.
Hopefully it doesn't affect pacemakers.
No. Doesn't affect pacemakers, won't affect pagers. So pagers could still go off like crazy, but...
So it just interrupts a... Now, I have a question. Is it... Are we talking analog and digital?
We're talking cell phone frequencies.
What
so,
about PCS, though?
What PCS is actually just a transmitting style of data over a frequency.
But, it, okay. So same frequency, just digital data communication.
Frequency meaning the bandwidth that is used to transfer either the analog or digital signal.
Still use the same type of frequency,
yeah,
but
still
instead of going
frequency.
raw sound, it now goes to digital data.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yes.
No problem. So, anyhow, they decided, hey, it's legal, and of course people are bitching and screaming and
so
yelling.
What?
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. I am saying, so what? You know?
I gotta put it on the top of a tower.
Yeah, put it on a tower. That's what they're afraid of. People are going to use this to jam out things like... Oh, what am I trying to say? Police communications. It won't do that.
No, it won't.
And most police nowadays, you know, they're using cell phones once in a while. They still do everything on the radio.
Exactly. No, in case that's more of an inside joke.
Very inside joke.
What happened was we actually had brought up a discussion at work about CB, citizen band communications.
Yeah.
And about, you know, things of that sort.
This is something Kilroy will know about. Kilroy knows about the hidden transmitter. Mm-hmm. What we actually use to jam out Hardee's. A fast food restaurant in the Midwest.
Yeah, and what happened was Tit all of a sudden gets this, you know, little grain of knowledge and all of a sudden wants to become pseudo-evil genius with it and goes,
I know what I'll do. I'll climb to the top of a cell phone tower, a telephone pole, and then I'll put up a jammer that'll jam the police frequency.
Yeah.
So when we had to tell them, you know, they're going to get that triangulated pretty damn quick.
Yeah,
and the funniest part was when Trench actually, you know, told him that... Now, with your luck, you get up there, jam the frequency, fall, and nobody can reach the cops or paramedics to get you because you killed the signal. So
yes,
that was
that
pretty
beautiful
funny.
Irony that always occurs and shit like that happens. Well, after I looked at the French thing, I decided, hey, let's see what else I can find.
And what'd you find?
Well, it's illegal in the United States to have a cell phone jammer.
It's illegal.
It's illegal because it's technically stealing other people's property.
Are you saying theaters can't put this in?
Not in the United States.
Not yet. Canada.
Yes. Only in Canada and Europe and stuff like that. And of course, I had a nice article printed out, but of course, as you can guess, the toner in the printer went.
That's what you get for printing it on, you know, work.
Well, yeah, but I got to print it somewhere. I'm the only one who prepares for this show.
Hey, I prepare, man. I'm usually prepared.
You're here.
Oh, man. I'm like Andy Kaufman, man.
So I found a thing called the wave shield.
I meditate. Not
you meditate?
I'm fucking dead. You know?
Yeah, well, balding and dying and sometimes tacky
I'm
humor.
Not bald.
No, Andy Kaufman is bald and dead and had bad humor. I'm not talking about you. But for only $350.
$350.
I could buy a cell phone jammer that works up into a 10-meter radius. It's 30 feet. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Just turn that thing on, sitting in the car.
I have a question. That's actually the next question. Does it work on 12-volt DC?
Yes.
Hey, now.
It will work on 12-volt DC.
That would be very fun.
So I'm sitting here going, oh, yes. In the strip on, just driving down
traffic.
The freeway.
Yes.
Busy traffic. That's 30 feet that gives me. That gives me a half an intersection.
That's a good idea.
Half an intersection. That's quite a good distance to block.
Interesting.
And it would just be fun, too, to piss with people.
Now I have a question. Where do you buy these things at?
On the internet. Mail order.
From?
I'm not going to say any product names because I'm not going to pitch this to anyone.
Yeah.
But like the one I
no,
have.
No, I'm saying is it within the U.S.?
No.
Ah.
It's not in the U.S., although they quote their numbers in U.S. dollars.
Interesting.
But some of the models are really clever. Like some of them, are like plain white boxes with two antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are actually little mock-ups of cell phone with two antenna. Now, I haven't figured out the need for the two antenna yet. But I think I'm going to have to dip into those schematics and try to figure out how to make one of those.
I wonder if you could boost the frequency signal.
What do you mean? Oh, boost it up to... Yeah. It wouldn't be that hard to actually boost it up so that way you could block a bigger radius.
That'd be interesting to have two whip antennas to do that.
On a car. Yes. Taking out whole neighborhoods. Because if you see that little thing, probably about the size of a deck of cards.
A deck and a half. I'd say actually it's a little bit bigger. I would say that, looking at it, I would probably say that's probably about maybe 8 inches by about 5 inches.
8 by 5?
Yeah.
That's still, not that
still,
big.
Still, for the most part, very compact.
Yeah. And just take it and, make a big version of that and put it in the car and drive around town pissing people off.
Yeah.
Because I normally get reception in this part of town. Blah, blah.
That would be totally great.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yes, it would.
That's my rant. Cell phones. I hate them.
Now, it's very interesting.
Because I don't use them myself. I mean, I use them.
You know what? I actually need to buy a cell phone, for just in case I have one for an emergency.
Yeah.
And, I might use one, if I was in the store, I had to call home, but not while driving.
True.
Especially can't do that with a stick shift.
No, you can't drive, talk on a cell phone and shift.
Can't put your hold? I got a shift. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, hold on. You just use your hand with the cell phone, barely grabbing the shift lever.
No, it couldn't be me, then.
It's like the hands-free stuff. The hands-free stuff's okay. I'm a little more acceptable with those.
Actually, no, because it's still just as distracting because you're focused on the conversation.
Yeah.
There's actually been studies done.
Well, I remember reading today in the news, I think it was like a Reuters. God, I'm really screwing everything up today.
Rahu Yowda. Another inside joke. But anyhow, and Reuters.
I was reading how they're saying now that the statistics are showing that cell phone use during accidents is higher than drunk driving. Causing accidents.
Wow.
And that cell phone usage is actually less safe
than
drunk driving.
Wow. It's because people learn how to drive drunk, but they don't learn how to drive on the phone.
Something like that.
Watch, we have some mad listeners.
Yeah.
M-A-D-D.
My son was killed in an accident. Yeah, really.
Should have had a cell phone.
He would have been alive today if he was... No.
I screwed that joke up. Yeah.
You really fucked it up.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't hold back on the profanity. It's going to be a hard challenge.
Fuck it.
We'll work on it later. Yeah. But basically, we got lambasted because...
We actually, one of our listeners, we can't use his real name. Well, fuck it. He said we're going to listen anyway. Obi-John.
Yeah, Obi-John.
Said that when we did our bad food, he finally got his girlfriend psyched up enough to listen to want to listen. It's like, oh, honey, come on, you listen. It's like, okay, I'll give it one more try. And they turn on. They actually tune in.
And we're doing a rant about
them. Specifically her.
Yeah, about them complaining about our profanity and complaining that we're too vulgar.
And
we're not smart humor.
Yeah.
We're not smart
humor. And
that's
when I actually, kind of did a little, thing of, what's wrong with profanity? It's not bad. And, I said the seven dirty words and then beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Trench just broke out with the
Jalen Silent Bob fuck song. Mm-hmm. And we were just making fun of it,
So we give it to him. He's like, my girlfriend didn't like it. He's all trying to be stern. It's like,
And he's trying to be stern with us, saying, look, I'd listen if you were a cleaner. Well, then that's not your cup of tea, and have a nice day.
Now I'm gonna do what I said. I wouldn't really rip on him. I said, really. No, this is my, but, you know,
yes,
pseudo legal terms to keep me safe.
Pseudo legal.
Yeah,
it's sort of like the law, but not quite.
Yeah. So anyhow, basically, I could really go in a lot more on this. I have a really good rip on him. So we'll see how angry I get later on in the show if I do it or not.
Really?
But I'm gonna display self-control.
Self-control.
That's right.
You will hold it together.
I will hold it together.
Right on.
Like a, and unlike retards, I have self-control.
Have self-control.
Drool, masturbate on public buses. It was actually a funny story by right. Silent J today.
Yeah. Silent J?
I mean,
Flying J.
Flying J. I was, you know,
that's hilarious.
J.
We got to get him on it.
Well, it is Silent J. That's actually quite appropriate when he goes home.
Well, yeah. Yes, dear. Anything you say, dear.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, dear. Anyhow.
Imagine him doing cows and stuff. Looper.
Give up the fight. Yeah, we got someone in our chat. Spanky Renee.
Spanky
that's
Renee.
Porno.
Yeah, we'll say hi to the user for me.
Let's just say hi to Spanky Renee.
That's right.
So, wow, we're just kind of dead here, aren't we?
Actually, no. I was going to say, we actually kind of got touched on this last week.
Hmm.
Stupid shit bought on eBay.
And
I told you about my can of luck I bought.
The can of luck. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. You bought a can of luck. And
you actually got interested in eBay shopping.
Yeah, I looked at some stupid shit you could find on eBay.
So, what did you find?
Well, this is an old thing. It's already been pulled off, but
Much the same way we found the haunted painting.
Yes. You know, same way we found the haunted painting. But I was looking at this, and this dude named Francis. Let's see. What was his full name? Francis Cornworth.
Cornworth.
You are bidding on Francis D. Cornworth's virginity. He goes by Iconoclast on the FNet IRC channels. But it basically says, hi, my name is Francis. I turned 17, and I'm going into my senior year in high school. I decided I'd like to lose my virginity. I figured with the latest eBay craze, I'd see exactly how much I could get for my virginity. Bidding on me will start at $10. I bet you want some information about me now. And then he goes into the information.
Hey, look, you have a new listener in the room.
Yeah, ha. Ha 5K.
Somebody say ha to them. Let them know where it goes.
Yeah, we're going to have Kilroy. Kilroy, be my official spank wagon chat room hall monitor.
Yeah, hall monitor. I need to see a pass.
My spank wagon chat room den mother. That's
yeah.
Kilroy.
And ask Spanky Renee. That's a chick's name. Sounds kind of cute. Ask her for a social for me so I can run a credit
check. Credit check, medical records are always important.
Exactly.
But
Claude Balls is on the lookout.
All right, some of the things here for...
Woo! Profile says female.
Well, you never know. It could always, always be questionable. So anyhow, as previously stated...
Well, that's not exactly what we meant, Kilroy.
Well, Kilroy wants to be the whore. if that's what you consider a den mother, I'd hate to ask what your Cub Scouts was like.
Well, Billy, if you want that tie-tying badge, you're going to have to earn it.
is there a cuddlingest badge?
So, Billy, did you get your new badge?
Uh-huh. Is that right? But it's funny. So, excuse me.
It would be worse if the kid came home with razor rash.
Oh. Okay. The eBay auction of Francis Cornworth. He doesn't have razor rash as of this auction. As he stated his rundown, he is previously, as he stated, he's 17 years old. He is a virgin in the top 5% of his class and a standing member of the National Honor Society, the president of the school's computer and AV clubs, lead trumpet and jazz band, a proud completer of 400 community service hours last year.
By the way, I saw a picture of this guy. He looks like somebody who's in band.
Yeah, and he goes, I think I am desirable. If I can find the right woman or man, I'm willing to experiment.
You're kidding me, man. That's
no.
A man on there? Ah! Good God, man.
Yeah, or man, he's willing to experiment. It also says, I live in Miami, Florida. If you live in Florida, I could probably meet you halfway up to Orlando in my 1990 Honda Civic hatchback. Otherwise, you'd have to arrange to meet me. Please, no woman or men over 60. If you know you carry an STD, please do not bid. Thank you for participating in my little experiment. I intend to make good on any qualifying bids. So he plans on making good.
So did he get any bids?
Currently, as of the time that this was pulled, and there was 9 days and 22 hours left on this, $10
million. $10
million. $10
million. Christ, for only a couple hundred, you could go buy yourself one
a prostitute.
Those. No, I'm not talking rent. I'm talking buy one of them Filipino girls. Look at how, look how what's-his-face at work got his wife.
Oh, yeah, the tram.
Yeah. Stepped off the plane with a wad full of cash, a heart full of dreams, and a raging heart on. Came back with a wife who eats fucking chicken bones.
Who eats chicken bones for calcium. Doesn't drink milk.
I need calcium. I just laugh every time.
Every time. Yeah, that was my fun eBay find. I know we were finding stuff like the haunted picture and...
The haunted picture. Some of you guys might know this. That's actually going to be one of next month's links. I have the haunted painting.
Oh yeah.
And Flying J found it goofing around one day on like some stuff. I don't know how it came about it, but he found the haunted painting, and there's this whole story behind it, and you know all this stuff about. It's actually quite an eerie painting.
It is an eerie painting. I will say that.
Mm-hmm. So. It's this little boy who's standing there. He has this really sad slash mean look on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a girl standing next to him, leaning up against the wall. But it's not a girl.
It's like a...
It's a marionette.
Yeah, it's a marionette or a robot-like thing.
And she's holding a battery.
Which is weird.
And they're in front... And they're in a door sill that's kind of old and dirty-ish looking.
Right.
And they're in front of a plate glass window, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're ghost hands, kind of eerie or not. Trying to reach
harder,
out.
Yeah, kind of trying to touch
it. Yeah, yeah. It was actually very cool. So I liked it, and I hit up eBay on the right time. And somebody ripped the picture off of this thing right there
mm-hmm.
and put on a wall clock.
Really?
So I have a new wall clock in my living room.
How does it look?
Looks pretty cool.
Now, I know you said you weren't going to open it right away.
I was like, warm. I'm like, I could like send this to somebody to scare it. But it came home. My mom wanted to see what it was. Open it. She loved the clock, so it's going to go.
So she liked the spookiness of the clock.
Yeah, she's like, that's a cool clock.
That's very cool.
So that's cool, yeah.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a new clock out of it at least.
Yeah, so hey, it's cool clock at that.
Keep time?
As far as I can tell, I haven't set it yet.
That's good. Oh, it's just kind of off time. That's what you should do. Never set it. Never set it.
What would have been really funny is if it ran backwards.
Hey, you can get the stuff to do that, you know, just make it run backwards.
It looked a lot better than the Charles Manson clock on eBay. There's some guy always puts out Charles Manson clothes and clocks, and you know, Manson going like this, going with a tongue sticking out, an acid tab there, and like a bong and a needle for the hands and stuff, and the fucking numbers are all upside down in wrong places.
Well, that's
and they
stupid.
Have the killer clock with Manson right there with the Life magazine photo.
Right.
And it has like a buck knife and gun for hands. It's really weird.
Really stupid. But hey, you
people
know, some.
Them.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. People buy that stuff. I mean, you know, you've bought or purchased a lot of stuff on eBay.
Not a lot. I'm not like a lot of other people. I have some DeLorean stuff in my car. Also, it's out in the garage. I got water spilled on it. I was really kind of bummed about that. I have a first print copy of Helter Skelter, signed by Benson Bugliosi.
Who's
the
that?
Prosecuting attorney.
Oh.
Who sent Manson to jail.
Very cool. And you have water spilt on it.
Yeah. So I was kind of bummed. But you know, dude, I mean, there it is, man. It's right there. Which is kind of funny, you know. The guy that played Bugliosi ends up being Martin McFly's grandfather in Back to the Future.
Jeez. You read so much into everything.
Nah, everything. I link
almost
everything.
Almost pathetic.
Yeah. My life is a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon style, you know. I can look at everything to me.
Yeah, well, you know, figure a way to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hate VR.
eBay finds.
There we go.
What was that?
That's pretty funny, though, that Virginia thing. I actually saw one time one was a lawyer in a box, and one of the funniest eBay, false shit I ever put up, saw for sale, was Metallica's Integrity.
Yes, I remember
that
seeing
was
that.
Hilarious.
Metallica's Integrity, because they were the whole thing with Napster.
I actually won't buy Metallica albums anymore.
Really? Well, I've never bought a Metallica album, so I'm
I bought two.
To go from the beginning.
I bought like Reload, and Reload was really a disappointment because the other one I got had the Black album.
Oh, really? Yeah, that was the one of their best albums.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And then, you know, I go to Reload, I'm like, dude, sell up. Blah!
Yeah, well, the Reload was like all covers,
up,
you know?
I'm like, oh, this is crap.
So they're bitching about Napster, and they're doing all covers themselves.
Screw Lars, you know? You suck, dude.
Yeah, but I don't think we're too political here.
Too political?
Yeah. Screw Lars, you know. Although, I don't know. I mean, they think they shot their own career to hell, so.
And they did as soon as they got haircuts.
Yeah.
And they fired, what's his name?
No, he quit.
He quit because
the bassist quit because he got tired of being picked on all the time by the other band members.
I mean, he's not Cliff, you know. What do you expect?
Exactly.
Cliff is dead, bro.
Yeah. You know. And Cliff died so many years ago that it's like, get the fuck over it already, okay?
Yeah.
You know, you can mope and groan all you want, but get over it. It's.
No, Cliff's gone.
Bro. Yeah, really.
Fucking Ozzy got over it when his guitar player died.
Yeah.
You know? So did AC/DC when their drummer died.
Yep.
I mean, come on, get over it, man. He's not Cliff, man. Why don't you just lay off him, Lars?
So.
Napster
hating, money grubbing.
Son of a bitch ass.
Okay. So. You feel better?
No.
Oh, okay.
I feel pound. I need to stop eating so much cheese.
Oh, God.
Push the envelope there one more time.
Next week, folks, we're going to be talking about Claude's impacted bowels.
Impacted? Shit. don't say impact. That sounds like collision.
Collision?
Collision into my ass ain't happening. Okay?
Oh, no. So I think we're just going
to... Highway to the danger
ask the chat room here. All four. No, wait, I am on there, so... Well.
Jesus Christ, you're counting yourself.
I'm counting myself.
Why don't you just blow the stats a little more out of proportion, man? Why don't you just pad those fucking stats a little
bit better? I could drink a little and see double on the chat room. All eight of you. How's everybody doing? Because I got Kilroy cheering and giggling and looking up, and I don't know what he's quite doing.
Kilroy scared away the other chick that was in the room.
Yeah. But we have Ha5K, Kilroy's hate mail, and the JLD. Yeah, oh, we have to talk in here. Very good. Randy. You don't have to talk. Right. We're the only ones that have to talk, otherwise
basically,
we're
pretty boring. That's just the list room of confirmed listeners.
Yeah.
First time we started this room up, everybody got in. It was just fucking chaos.
Yeah, it was absolutely
chaos. I think everybody now just... I don't think they tune in. I'm hoping they don't tune in because, you know, they feel the need to listen to the show more.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But that's why we record them. It's exactly. Not necessarily live, so that means you can fast forward to the better parts.
Oh, exactly.
You know, it's since it's not live. Now, another thing, just want to mention with Kilroy.
Yeah.
I've got a new What I Wish I Didn't Know show.
Oh, yes.
Number 8 is sitting on the server.
And, the ladies and gentlemen, I heard
he heard
part of this.
The beginning of 8.
That's hilarious, man.
Christian Fornication is the title.
Kilroy did that, right?
Yes.
I don't know how the hell... No, you. That takes a lot of balls to go up to these crazy loony people and ask them their positions on lesbianism.
Yes, and stuff. And we're in awe.
It's gonna burn your house,
down.
God, man.
So the next What I Wish I Didn't Know show is actually I'm gonna play it live, on the 28th at 10 p.m. That's Central Time, silly.
Central, meaning center of the United States.
Not really center. United States is split into four. You can't have a center if you're split into four.
No, you can't.
Eastern.
Central means
no,
center.
Think about this. Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific. Okay, there's Mountain and Pacific that really throws off the whole central part.
No, Arizona throws it off.
Well, no, that's Mojave time.
No, it's not Mojave time. It's snow time, man.
No, they got what's called Mojave time. It's where they don't celebrate daylight savings and they fuck everything
Nobody
else up.
Nobody fucking celebrates daylight savings. They observe it.
Okay, so you observe it.
Woo! 5, 4, 3, 2,
fire!
One. We're back an hour! What the hell? Nobody does that shit.
Bar people do. Another hour! Yay!
Because it's always time to celebrate when you're drunk.
Woo! But the next What I Wish I Didn't Know show...
They celebrate.
Celebrate. The next What I Wish I Didn't Know show will be on Thursday, folks. It's worth listening. And after Thursday... It'll be in the archive, so if you want to be a lazy bunch of bitches and download it later, well, you could do so, because it's there for you. Also, Kilroy sent me the soundtrack of all the music that he uses in various editing.
Ah,
so
yes.
That won't be played, Won't be played at all, but it will be downloadable, so that way you could listen to the What I Wish I Didn't Know Show soundtrack. What the hell are you doing, dude?
It sounded funny at the time.
You okay? You just got a little bit of sugar in from your Pepsi, and you're just awake. There you go. Is it time for daylight savings? No, not yet. Sorry.
In the spring you go forward, the fall you go back.
Hey, spring forward, fall back. Yay. Yeah. Well, folks, we've killed a little bit more of your time. We're going to go ahead and cut to a break here.
Yeah. My head hurts. I just did that whole bleh thing, shook my head. It hurts. Damn.
I could have like a concussion now.
Snap my own damn neck.
We're going to cut to a break, folks. We'll be back in a little bit.
That's right.
Yep.
You're listening to Spank My Radio. Thank you.
Take me up, up, up and away, where the music is my fantasy. Take me up, up, up and away, when fantasy turns to reality. Oh, Captain, take my hand and lead me to the disco land, so I can do all the things I've been longing to do. Oh, let me sing now.
I just lost an eardrum.
That's okay.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
Cool.
So. We're just going to sit here.
We're going to sit here.
Stare at the chat room. Not do much.
Are you getting the most out of Yahoo?
Yahoo!
Essentials. Get the best out of Yahoo. It's like, what'd you do? Shove a hand in a bucket and pinch a nut? Jesus.
Well, sometimes.
You are Catholic. You're a choir boy.
Yeah. Well, that means I had other people touch for me. But I'm recovering Catholic, you know?
Yeah, you're learning. You're recovering. Yeah, you're learning to walk better.
Yeah, I can walk better. Recovering. Talk about Jesse Jackson.
Talk about Jesse. What the hell am I going to say?
Yeah, really.
Sam, I am. Green eggs and ham. That's old joke about...
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Old Saturday Night Live.
Saw him on there, you know? Yeah, that's pretty funny, you know? Huh? Talk about... What the hell... What should I say about Jesse Jackson?
What would you like to hear about Jesse Jackson?
Tell me.
Of course, we got to wait for the delay to go through before.
Yeah.
I feel bad for anybody who's downloading this.
Why?
Well, they're not going to know what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I know. It's like we're watching the chat room in real time, but you people get a delay, so you get confused.
And then there's also people record, you know, it's recorded and they'll listen to it next week and wish they could have participated.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. That's their fault.
But that's why.
Because they should have gone to
spankwagon.n3.net, clicked on the audio link, follow the instructions, although they are pretty lousy instructions, and
you too can be a part of history
by tuning in to Spank Wagon Radio
at spankwagon.n3.net.
Thank you. God, we ought to just start cutting these. Anyhow.
We should. You know what's sad? I don't know. What do we do more?
What?
Use profanity or plug the site?
I think a little bit of both. I think we plug the site and profanity. Yes, that's the garage door opener.
Good thing I parked on the street.
Yes. That way your
and
car
your
couldn't
wife's
have got
driving
hit.
And her drinking habits.
Well, yeah. So, let me go ahead and take care of a door here real quick.
Hey, guess what? We're going to break again.
No. I'm just going to put my headset down for just a second.
Okay, yeah, we'll be right back. Hold on.
What? And we're back.
Okay, we're back. All right.
Just... You listening, folks? You with us here?
Are you? Okay.
Alright.
We'll just start screwing with them, start killing the audio, you know,
yeah.
Just stop the feed. So.
It's scary right now because I hear the garage door going up and down, going,
it's hitting my car.
Speaking of hitting your car. Oh,
man, what a lousy. I have probably the worst luck in the world when it comes to that car.
It's a Dodge.
Shut up. I love my Chryslers. And anyhow.
I know I shouldn't talk.
I was sick last week. Monday and Tuesday, I was technically dead. Mm-hmm. I think clinical trials would have shown I was dead.
You were dead.
I was dead.
You were like Cameron from Forrest Bueller.
Forrest.
My name's Forrest Bueller. It's my day off.
So anyhow, I'm dead. I mean, I'm gone. Totally wasted. And then I hear a call come in on my answering machine, and it's the WIF. And she was saying how, you know, oh, someone hit the car. She'll be home in a little bit, you know.
Well, that's a comforting message to leave. Half of one.
And I'm like,
car's hit. I'll be home soon. See you later, honey.
Yeah.
Bye.
Exactly. So I'm freaking out. I mean, I'm dead to the world, and I'm still freaking out. Going, you know, normally I'd be like, oh, my fucking God, what happened? Oh, my God, oh, my God. No, instead I was, oh, my God. I wonder if the car's okay.
You weren't concerned about your wife.
I was wondering. Yes, I am. If you just let me get to it.
I hope Michelle's okay. But the problem is you shouldn't
okay
get
now
to it, man.
Yeah. Well, you know,
thing
as dead as I was.
Yeah, I hope the car's okay. You know, it's a higher deductible.
Yeah.
Michelle has
I'm just kind of laying, staring at the ceiling. I'm dead.
How much
is the WIF?
Yeah, what's cheaper, body work or install a lift for her wheelchair after she's crippled? Yeah, speaking of driving in accidents, here's Mark's wife.
Yeah, the WIF is in the room, folks.
Yes.
So the WIF is joining us. And you've been drinking, too.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
You called from a bar.
I did call from a bar.
Who goes to a bar to have Pepsi, though?
Me?
You?
I go to a bar to have
Pepsi.
Yeah,
you.
I don't
drink. You're Mormon.
Shut up. I'm recovering Catholic. I'm not Mormon.
Here.
I'm not drinking Coca-Cola.
Well, you drove through Utah, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, see.
I'm driving.
Excuse me, we have never driven through Utah.
Yes, we have. Bryce Canyon.
It's great.
Zion National Park.
Right now, there is a fight going on between Trenchler and his wife.
Anyway, no, but the only mistake I made was that I got
on
the wrong freeway.
Oh, God.
You had the wrong part of town.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, there's three Mexicans in front of me, and I don't see them. Dunk, dunk, dunk.
So I just kept going. Mexicans, what's up? So anyway, no, so I hate this town. When you want to go north, you have to take the south exit, and vice versa. You know, if you go south, you take the north exit. How did this work? They were on crack when they designed the freeway system.
No, north means north.
Yeah, north is north in these towns.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that why we come to our house? We have to take the south exit instead
yeah
of the north exit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought
because that exit faces
Tropicana
south.
Instead of south of
Propaganda. No. See, you're facing. See the way the freeway is going south.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a southbound exit.
That made no sense.
Yeah,
I'm so glad.
It works.
Then perhaps.
But anyhow, as I was getting to the vehicle. So I'm dead. I get the call.
Uh huh.
And I'm sleeping. She comes home. You know, and I'm like, oh, God, this has got to be horrible. And she's like, well, I got to get to work. I'm like, just,
uh-huh,
you okay? She's okay. Okay, take the truck. It could take an accident or two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go out that night.
It is an accident.
Huh?
The truck
well,
is an accident.
Yeah, it kind of was. But so I go out to, you know, take a look at the car that night.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looks perfect.
Which is more than we can say for our coworker's vehicle.
Yes. Everything looks perfect. Everything looks great. The bumper's in order. No scratches. No paint transfer.
No paint.
The trunk was lined up. We opened it and closed it, and it latched with no problems.
The trunk. Did you get in the front or the rear?
She got rear-ended.
You took it in the rear.
You took it in the rear?
That's funny.
She won't even do that when I ask. And I ask nicely.
Well, apparently, just like the... Just like the auto accident, you need to learn a lesson from that. You know,
huh.
Apparently sneak up on her.
Yeah, sneak up when she's leaving. Da 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 da. Boom. Oh, hi. Intro to how many porn films right there?
No, the intro to all porn films is someone from the service entry comes to repair an appliance, And then the person can't afford it, so they take it out and trade.
Mm. It
could be a plumber, TV repair guy.
Pizza.
Pizza, yes.
Yeah. It's always
good movie, Pizza Slut, yes.
Yeah. Pizza Slut. So, as I was saying, the you know, it was a Nissan Xterra. Now, I'm at this point going, did you get hit, or did you just, like, hit the gas accidentally?
No.
You know?
I have a question. Was it yellow?
No, it was one of those... It was one of those pitch black ones.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking, did you really seriously get hit? And I'm debating it all. I'm questioning it all. So I'm going, okay, fine. We'll call. We'll still take it into the dealership.
Okay.
Because if this is the case, you have 10 days to file an insurance claim, 10 days to call the cops, do
and
all that.
What do they say at the dealership?
They took off the bumper. They went through to the body shop. They said the gas struts that are, you know, that make a bumper go in and out, the gas struts are not compacted because they're a one-time use only strut.
Mm-hmm.
You hit them, they crunch in, and they lock.
So therefore, if it had been hard enough, I would have had to have gotten them replaced.
Yeah, we would have had to gotten the bumper replaced and everything. But the foam that does the molding for the bumper and the struts, nothing was damaged. So however this vehicle hit... Yeah, a little
what you should have done is you should have feigned injury.
Feigned injury?
What you do is if somebody hits you and the damage is not that great and you know it, what you do is you feign injury and you hustle them for cash.
Explain how you would do this.
Well, what you would do is you'd say you're going to call the police and their insurance company and get their rates raised.
She never got out of her car to talk to me. She drove off.
Why didn't you follow her?
Follow her?
Yeah.
She was behind me. I go to turn so we could talk about this. The bitch goes flying past me. I'm like, what the fuck?
See, you shouldn't have turned over. You shouldn't turn left. You always go right, and if they lead...
If I go right, though, then I can change three lanes.
No? This is in a leftmost lane.
Leftmost lane?
Mm-hmm.
And she went straight on.
She
should have followed her.
I should have followed you, right?
You should have. And then what you do is you find him.
At that point, I was so stressed.
Livid.
That's okay. What you do is you hustle them for money. No damage, right? You don't have to file insurance claim.
Right.
You could easily have gotten about $300 from her. She says she doesn't care that kind of... Don't take a check. If she doesn't have that kind of cash, escort her to an ATM. Have her withdraw it right then and there. It works.
And this is coming from Mr. L.A. himself, you know? You've hustled how many people?
I used to work on the strip. I can actually say I was a street hustler on the strip.
That's awesome.
At a legitimate profession, too, you know, like... entertainment for families.
M&M World Entertainment.
Yeah, M&M World, yes.
So,
very cool.
Yeah.
I saw one of your kind of cars that was pulled over, and the guy was on his foot and his black.
Where was this? How about when was this?
A couple days ago.
It could have been you.
Pardon me. Fuck.
No, it wasn't you because I that's the first thing I did. Oh, do I know him? Nope. That's not him. So I kept going.
Well, folks, somebody I know.
What we're going to do is we're going to clip out to another little mini break here.
Yeah.
And we're going to go ahead and kind of touch base with the Whiff and have you guys listen to some music. And we'll be back here in a little bit.
Are you sure?
Claude's a dick.
Ginger's a big, massive cock. Good God, just get the slider over, finally. Shit, well, we're back.
Like, I'm going to do a slow
slide, fade in, nice and calm. After we were so, not so rudely, but just kind of interrupted there.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was kind of funny.
Not bad at all. The Whiff made a special guest appearance.
Yeah.
But we don't have another microphone, otherwise we'd just throw her on air.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be really funny.
We'd have to turn down the gain, though. Mm-hmm. She's a loud individual sometimes.
Yeah.
And she's had enough caffeine to wire, you know, wire freaking house.
She's been drinking German coffee.
Yeah, what's German coffee?
I don't know. Just, if you're Jewish, watch out for Mark's wife right now.
Yes. Mmm, Third Reich coffee.
Kind of makes sense now since she hates tit.
Well, no, anyhow. She doesn't hate tit, but only some of the stupid stuff he says or does.
We should get her on air and ask her about that.
Yeah, that may be something we do, but we need to also spend the money on a tape recorder.
I have a tape recorder. Microcassette.
We need to do... Does it have a little plug-in for the speakers and microphone?
I believe it has the additional jack. Yeah, it has a built-in one.
That's good.
Probably do an additional one.
We should get some stuff on air. Anyhow, you are listening to...
Spankwagon Radio at www.spankwagonf3.net.
Yes, where we plug ourselves
click on
so
radio
often,
and then follow
it's considered masturbation.
Basically, yeah.
But we have to plug ourselves, dude. So anyhow...
What do they call him today? Silent J. That's right.
Yeah. Made Flying J. Call him Silent J.
Yeah, I was screwed up. It's supposed to be Flying J. Flying J had some interesting tales, too, of actually riding on the short bus.
The short... Well, yes, yes.
Yes.
By accident, he rode on the short bus one day.
He missed his regular bus when he was standing there, and the short bus pulled up.
Yep. He gets on the short bus. You know what we got to do? We gotta get the recorder so that way we can have him say.
I don't want to ruin that story.
We don't want to ruin it. It's a good one, and we will get it on the air somehow, sometime.
Flying J's tale of being on the short bus. That and the Carney thing.
Yes, the Carney thing. So we'll work on that.
So he whips it out.
This isn't a light socket, but that's another story altogether. So.
You know what's funny, actually? Well, this story is always in with somebody whipping something out.
Yeah, there's a lot of meaty cock in his stories.
Yeah.
Meaty cock.
Something about that in this fecal-philia
sounds
jokes.
Funny, man. I think meaty cock sounds funny.
Meaty cock is always... Meaty cock is just a fun word. Fun bunch of words.
Watch it be this the one time now that I think we'll round down Obi Jones.
Yeah, then they click in here and say meaty cock a couple times.
Okay, I'll send it meaty cock. Click.
We just can't win with some of our audience members.
Hang up quicker than Don Knotts on a prank call.
Oh, here we go again. I remember hearing this one last week.
Yeah. It's old material. I'm not going to rehash it. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some random stuff. So anyway, let's go back to our material. Yeah, we're going to take a break here. We're going to go back over our previous shows.
Yeah, why don't we just...
I'm just joking.
We can just start playing the previous show. Would anybody notice?
Yeah, we'll do the best of and shit.
Just the best of out of four shows.
Yeah.
Four recorded in about, what, four that aren't recorded because it was before we got the station set up.
Four, yeah. You make it sound like, back in my time, we didn't have the second PC set up.
No.
Which makes me laugh.
What?
Because to find out why the second PC was not set up.
Well, you
one
know,
simple click.
One simple click that I just didn't even think of. So, I'm getting hugged by Kilroy. You know, some people worry me.
Yeah, Kilroy says he's a... What was it, a whore?
Yeah, Kilroy's a whore. He's hugging people. He's bobbling his head. Giggling like a little girl.
Giggles with glee, dude. Okay, so anyhow...
Hey, that's just the fun we're having in our chat.
Yeah, that chat can be... Pretty damn.
Oh yeah, very damn fun.
Scary at times.
Yeah. Oh, scary? Yeah. Well, very, very scary.
Very.
It's more scary than when we run out of material. Because I haven't even really watched the news this week. I know that the Oscars were tonight.
Oh yeah. If anybody knows who won, tell me. I'm really curious.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings was pretty good, but I think they may, kind of stay away from that because,
Well, they would give them best director, best movie, best special effects, best cup of coffee on the craft services table.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was nominated for too much stuff.
See, I don't know who special effects. It's between Lord of the Rings and Planet of the Apes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Well, at least it wasn't going on story. God, if it was going on story, you know.
I know at the Razzies, Planet of the Apes did pretty good.
Of course.
And
what was it?
The Razzies.
Tom Green cleaned up.
Oh, yeah.
At the Razzies.
As the Razzies, because, I mean, that was just all... And that was awesome. The Razzies are awesome. The Razzies are awesome.
Can't be... Yeah.
You know, it's an award for sucking.
Pretty much. That's why it's taking its stride. I'd say award shows now are just kind of dull.
They're pathetic. There's an award show for everything.
Blockbuster, MTV. You know...
MTV, I will admit.
Was first in that one. But they kind of started the whole trend. So it's like, in the video music, don't interest me anymore because I'm not into any of the music. But I will tell you this right here. I have to agree with my father when he always used to say this. It's like Blockbuster Awards. Excuse me. To me, it's like, eh. I look at Golden Globes and Emmys. I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
The only shit that makes me go, tah, you know, is Blackwell.
Blackwell, the fashion critic.
Yeah, because he's always trying to do his little gay rhyme.
Oh, really? That's right, after he came out of the closet.
Yeah, you know, roses are red, violets are blue. 68 means you do me and I'll owe you. You know, he's always doing that stuff, you know?
Stupid stuff. But you know what? I mean, the award ceremonies are pathetic because you do have the Emmys, the Oscars, the Golden Globes.
I mean,
MTV Video, MTV Music. Mm-hmm.
I mean, MTV Movie Award? Who cares?
Yeah. The Blockbuster Awards, Awards.
I can tell you the most... Now, check this out.
ESPYs?
ESPYs are supposed to be for sports. Okay, like Tonys are for opera or plays. Like
Tonys
Broadway.
Are cool. Tonys are okay. Because it's for one segment.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. I would say the worst... I'll tell you right now what the worst awards are. They're the absolute most pointless. And you won't think of this, but and you'll agree with me when I tell you. Kids' Choice on Nickelodeon.
Yes.
What do kids care about the world?
Not just Kids' Choice, People's Choice. Mm-hmm. You know, I think what it is, Hollywood, not necessarily theater, because we'll leave the Tony and the theater out of this because there's usually only one award.
Yeah.
One award ceremony, but Hollywood has to stroke its own self every... it's like every 3 months it has to have an award ceremony for itself and stroke itself.
Basically.
Because otherwise, you know, the interest in Hollywood wanes. You know, and then, you know, if Hollywood didn't have all the awards, how do you think people would perceive Hollywood? A lot differently.
Mm-hmm.
I even think that the films would be made. I mean, we would see a lot better films.
It's quite possible.
You know, because if you're not stroking everything, when something really is important, really is good, that'll get noticed more.
Yeah.
Because let's take a look at the films. You know, films aren't as recognizable as they are back in the day when the films were classics. If you think about this.
Well, I'll tell you... Oh, damn. I'll tell you something right now about a quick thing on films. With the advent of the internet and people really demanding, you know, a lot more realism, I think CGI has kind of killed films because it's overused, i.e. the Matrix special effects.
It depends, really.
One good thing, for the most part, for a lot of movies, even if they aren't always 100% successful, is a lot of movies nowadays are sticking to their original... if you want to call it script or storyline, I'll give you a perfect example of this. Like for instance, if they try to do a translation of a television show or something for kids, it wouldn't always hold proper.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, things like, you know, kind of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is kind of an example because the character profiles didn't fit the ones on the TV show.
Right.
Now, you look in the movie, it's okay, but when you compare it to that, it's like, you know, I mean, the worst one for that, too, is, you know, fucking Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Who decided to make Happy Days into a cartoon?
Who
knows? Let alone have Fonzie, Richie, Ralph Mouth, a talking dog, and an alien on a UFO.
Yeah.
And then my favorite has to be Laverne and Shirley in the Army. Who thinks kids want to watch Laverne and Shirley, let alone have them in the Army? Wow, where does that come from?
Who knows? But you know what really gets me though is it's all marketing.
Ow.
When we were growing up, you know, we had cartoons Pac-Man and Rubik's Cube and Q-Bert and all these that had were tie-in cartoons. There was a tie-in for everything.
Biggest one of all, man, G.I. Joe.
Yeah, G.I. Joe was the biggest tie-in. He-Man.
G.I. Joe rocks.
And so does He-Man. Mm-hmm. But there are all these movie tie-ins. Now, what we're seeing though, and what we're seeing though is we're seeing that. All the good scripts, all the good stuff, really, there's not a lot of originality right now in Hollywood. We've got movies that are coming out.
This is actually the year of the sequel.
Yes, sequels are coming out that are pathetic.
Big time sequels. We're actually going to see Charlie's Angels 2 now.
You're serious?
I'm serious.
I have not heard about this.
They're going to make Charlie's Angels 2. Mm-hmm. There's only one sequel. I'm kind of like kick ass that they're going to do, man. Tron 2.0.
Mm. Yes, Tron will be cool. But what I'm saying is, Scooby Doo. Movie based on a cartoon.
I don't get the point of Scooby Doo.
Movie based on a 70s cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Josie and the Pussycats. We watched that big advertising clusterfuck.
Jesus, that
movie
that was
based on a cartoon.
Horrible.
I'm waiting for the Jabberjaw movie now. You know,
making Jabberjaw?
No, but you know they will. They're also talking about
to give you an example of how.
Yeah, remakes of the TV tie-ins. You know, it's Charlie's Angels.
This was actually I forgot that. They're gonna make a remake or not a remake. They're gonna do a movie for the A-Team.
So the A-Team movie.
So the debate here was between who's gonna play B.A. Baracus.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
Michael Clark Duncan
from
Green Mile.
Green Mile, the big dude.
Well,
John Coffey. Or the other guy, Ving Rhames.
Yep.
Don King, Striptease, that really big black dude.
Yep.
So basically, what we're looking at right here is it's gonna be one of these two guys.
Imagine them.
This is actually going to be the we have right now the Spankwagon interactive game.
Yep.
We have that right now. And once the poll is closed on that, I'm going to upload the pictures I did in Virginia. Photoshop, no way. I use Microsoft Paint to do it. I have Michael Clark Duncan and Ving Rhames on a picture. For some reason, Michael Clark Duncan is getting a piggyback ride from Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
I can't figure out why. I've actually Microsoft Paint them. It looks
pretty cheesy.
Pretty fucking bad, I'll be honest. But I've Mr. T'd them out.
Yes, Mr.
T. So you can make the decision yourself.
Yes. Now, back to what I was saying about all the movies and stuff, though. But yeah, like the A-Team movie, you know, it's like, guys, folks, Hollywood, hello. Make something original. Make another Patriot.
I'll give you a bad one.
You know?
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, Inspector Gadget was a really bad one.
Didn't even look like the Gadget.
You know? I mean, Spider-Man, that's an original. In my opinion, it's iffy because it's not based on a particular cartoon. It's based on a comic.
Based on a comic. We'll see how.
But it's like the first Batman or Blade, you know? I mean, that's another one. And I think a lot of these are going to be okay, but they're not going to be that good. Now, you know, like Lord of the Rings? Imagine if that was totally original and unique and not part of a book.
Yeah.
Now, granted, great book, great story.
Never read the book or anything, and I only know what I've actually seen from the movie. But they actually have two sequels in line for that, and they're already filmed.
Yeah, well, the principal's already filmed. They're going to do the CGI, which you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah, the Lord of the Rings 2 and 3, those are actually in the can right now.
Now, I want to disagree with you on something you said a little bit ago. You said that CGI is killing the industry.
I really think so.
And I'm going to make the counterpoint to that because I think that's not necessarily CGI that's killing the industry.
Well, it's kind of how they use it.
It's people use, yeah.
Heinz 57 sauce tastes unique, but I'm not going to slather it on everything I eat.
Exactly. Now, two films. Very similar genre. Matrix and The One. The one with Jet Li.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Yeah. Looked interesting.
I've seen it, and the story was thin. The plot was thin. It was just nothing but pure kung fu action. Maybe rent it and steal it from the video store. It's not even one you really want to go buy.
You might consider like trying to dupe it, and that's about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not one you really want to... You don't want to have it, is what I'm trying to say. Both very high-end special effects. Very, you know, great special effects. But the difference is The Matrix was a really unique and compelling story.
The Matrix was very interesting. It was a very unique story.
Very unique story. Very unique take on it.
I'll give you three good examples of great CGI that was groundbreaking for the time, but really got kind of diluted and killed. The Matrix.
Matrix was good, but diluted and killed. Yes.
The Abyss.
Wonderful. And that was not a lot of special effects, not a lot of CGI.
I'm still kind of on the story. It's not something I can actually sit and watch, but still, yeah, good CGI. Yeah. And T2.
Yeah, Terminator 2, but Terminator 2 is sort of a follow-up from The Abyss.
Kind of, with the same technology.
Yeah, the same technology was used.
But at the same time, you know, people started really kind of just screwing around with it. But the reason I see that right there is because you had this, it's really great, you know, special effects. And then what killed it, I really think, like right now, the Matrix, if they brought back the same shit in the Matrix with the whole thing right there.
The kung fu kick, that was...
it's with the slow motion shit, it's going to be really kind of and diluted.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to really do something else, especially now that agents look like Rastafarians.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures.
And the simple thing is the fact that in a movie like The Matrix and all these different science fiction stuff...
But same thing, like Matrix is what killed the technology for T2.
Well, it did it all.
Parody.
Yeah, parody overkill.
Hot Shots 2. With the Saddam Hussein thing, and you know, he melts.
But see, that was a good use of parody.
It was.
And it wasn't overused because you didn't see it in every film. Let's take a look at Scream. Not Scream, but the Scary Movie. Shrek, Kung Pao, all these different films using that Matrix, you know, lean back while being shot at and jump up in the air and float around.
I'll be perfectly honest with you with Kung Pao right there. Kung Pao was an excellent use of it, but the problem is Kung Pao, I put up there, not just because I like the movie as a whole, but for that scene, I thought it was very well done. There's only two movies outside of the Matrix that use the technology I actually thought was kind of hilarious for. Kung Pao is excellent for it because it, you know, really merged modern with that, and I thought it was really good.
Right.
The other one would be actually, believe it or not, what was that? Deuce Bigelow, where he throws the stuff at him. And I thought that was kind of funny. A good example of how it got ruined: Charlie's Angels.
Really? Yeah, Charlie's Angels.
With
scene
with Drew Barrymore. Yes.
TPM was a film that totally watered down CGI factor.
TPM.
TPM. Explain to us, Kilroy, what TPM is. Let us know.
Yeah, and, now, and also to respond to the chat room, I actually bought it. I actually have the 20th anniversary collector's edition on DVD of Tron.
Tron is an awesome film.
It's really great. I can tell you right now. I watched it. It's beautiful.
And I'm going to borrow it.
But I'll tell you this right now. The problem...
Star Wars 1, The Phantom Menace.
I'll probably actually get on that one right there. Like I said, the problem with like, the interview guy doing Tron 2.0, what happened was Disney released Tron back in 97, and sales were just... Shoom! Everybody flocked to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first DVDs out, and everybody loved it. It's like, oh shit, Disney's like, oh damn. So then Disney waited, Disney prepped the 20th anniversary, did everything, then they released the 20th anniversary. It's a double disc set.
Right.
And so then just sales went... Shoom, through the roof again on it. So Disney's like, you know, there's a really a big thing right here. But like for instance, Tron, kind of a thing right there the guy was talking about. The director, they're like, you know, Disney wants Tron 2.0. I'd like to do Tron 2.0. It's kind of interesting because, like, you know, now that the MCP is, you know, this is kind of giving away a little hint for it. Because you'll actually see this on the disc. Now that the MCP is gone, they're going to update it, kind of modernize it. The Gladiator Arena, they really can't do that anymore.
Because,
I mean, it's like, now you have Duke Nukem. The games are so realistic. And so the games have empowered players so much that now limits the imagination of what else to put
yes.
in. But it's very interesting. They're actually going to have a ghetto scene in Tron.
A ghetto?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Where all the old programs go after their patches and upgrades come out.
Interesting.
That's a very interesting concept, isn't it?
See, now, Tron I liked because it was stylistic and artful.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, it was very simple, complex.
The
but
only
simple.
Thing
it's
I
really
saw
weird to
after
explain.
Tron, yeah, it was actually complex but simple is actually a very good one. And they actually show you how they did all the scenes and stuff with Magi. And there's actually three CGI companies that worked on Tron separate. And then once they explain to you different companies, then you go, oh, okay, you know. You learn all it. You can see the differences in the artistic style. The only thing that really copied Tron was actually The Last Starfighter.
Yeah.
Still a pretty good movie on its own. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not bad. You know, pretty good, actually, excellent CGI for the 80s. But just as a listener right now, to see if you're diehard and dedicated, here's a little hint for you. There are a whole bunch of different things in, like, Tron. Like, there's a scene in the arcade where the director is there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple different times where you see a boom mic and another guy. There are two Easter eggs in Tron.
The disc?
No, on the movie.
Oh, okay.
The final version. One, when Sark is looking over the map of the layout right there, after the light cycles escape from the arena.
Right.
Pac-Man is up there.
Really?
And you can hear the sound effects from the real game for Pac-Man.
Very cool.
Number two, when they are on the glider right there, and they're going across the beam, you'll see a gigantic hidden Mickey.
Really?
Yes.
I'll have to look at that.
It's very interesting.
So, But I think we kind of deviated from what we were talking
basically,
about earlier.
Basically, yeah, I think that CGI has really killed a lot of movies right there. You look at Roger Corman. Roger Corman makes, you know, fucking great B movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know that are, to me, because, you know, plot is kind of thin, but the shitty acting is what makes it so great.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the plot, you know. I mean, after Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know, and The Hills Have Eyes, how many more cannibal families in the middle of nowhere could you have?
True.
For horror. But the problem is, I'll give you a perfect example of shitty CGI ruining a good genre. Leprechaun 4 in outer space.
Oh, jeez.
You seen that?
Yes.
That is the worst example of relying on CGI, shitty special effects. Somebody went to Home Depot and, you know.
See, that's where I'm going to say, like, the one, you know, it relied on CGI.
Basically, yeah.
And it didn't rely on the story. And I think that's what's killing Hollywood, is the originality of stories. And you made a point earlier with the Tron, you know, the users and video games have ruined the creativity or the imagination
yeah.
aspect. And I will agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing we're getting a lot of is, and I hear a lot, is, well, fans are more sophisticated, so they demand more sophisticated special effects.
I don't think that fans demand more sophisticated special effects. I think it's, you know, kind of like a... No, they just demand more quantity for movies, and they try to make up with that with special effects. It's very interesting, though. I don't always get along with Jay Leno. I don't like the guy. I didn't exactly meet him in person, but he was pretty damn rude. And of course, he said ill things about my car, which pisses me off.
Anytime, yeah. Never talk bad about DeLorean.
But
hate you for life.
But Jay Leno actually did say one thing. It was very interesting. Very interesting concept. Hollywood now makes silent movies.
Explain.
You can watch Tron, right? And you have to listen to it to hear the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with The Matrix and every other thing else. But they make mostly silent movies now because they rely on visuals too much.
Mm-hmm.
Rush Hour. If you mute Rush Hour, never seeing it before, just go by the scenes, you don't even have to read lips. It's a silent movie because the pictures tell you everything that's going on.
That's a good point.
It's actually an interesting concept on how to look at modern
That might
movies.
Be something you kind of want to experiment as well. Just kind of watch a film of yours that you may... Or watch a film that you haven't seen before and see if you can figure out the plot and then watch it again with the sound and see if you can
figure
it out.
I'll be honest with you. Like, one movie I could not do that with?
What?
What the hell is that movie on the plane with John Cusack and Michael Douglas's wife? The Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Not sure. John Cusack.
You know what? Like, that one right there... I'm sorry I didn't take my free headset and partake of it at that time to hear the movie because I was tired of trying to sleep.
America's Sweethearts.
That movie right there, I don't know. The only reason I know the plot was at the last minute I actually plugged it in and had to figure it out. Like that right there, that was something kind of hard to kind of follow because, you know, it's like, you didn't really know.
Yeah, but see, that's not it wasn't set up as a science fiction or fantasy.
Yeah, but that's an example. But you look at any kind of action film nowadays.
Oh, yeah, action films are silent films then.
I'll give you a perfect example. Watch Predator with the sound off. You haven't seen it in a while, have you?
The original Predator? Yeah. No, I haven't seen it in a couple
sound
years.
Turn off and watch Predator. You'll know the entire plot.
Because
you know he shows up with this guy, and they go in the jungle, and this guy's looking through papers, and they're like looking around, nothing's there, shakes a guy, then they run through the jungle, and the guy hunts him, and that's it. You don't need the soundtrack at all.
Interesting.
Not even an orchestra, and that's the thing, too. Sometimes the big problem that I hate with movies, I know when shit's coming.
Because of the music.
Two things. Music and camera angle.
Mm.
Remember, we were watching DC Cab tonight.
Right.
They busted in the guy's house.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was coming, right?
Because
they had a wide angle.
Yeah, wide angle. And
wide angle means shit's going to happen, and you're all of a sudden looking out for it. I think that's what really kills it for you right there. I think what
sense.
They should have done is done like a quick shoom, zoom out or something like that.
That's very true, but...
It really hides it from you.
But yeah, and also soundtrack, because the soundtrack will change, you know?
And the soundtrack always takes one step ahead. And they always have to take time to explain shit to you.
Right. Unless you're watching movies like that are really original and really creative, like The Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense, yeah.
Now, that was a nice original and creative film.
But that's another
thing. It used some music for foreshadowing, but what it really used for foreshadowing was colors, which is a new
red.
Way to do it.
Which is the color red in that movie.
Mm-hmm, red or green. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think I like that. Plus, I also like some of the new directorial styles, like of Soderbergh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with, you know, I don't know how to say it, but he kind of yellows everything, or a film will be shot with more of a red tint. And I like that for the simple fact that it gives a different feel to it, and it doesn't take away from the film. I think it adds to the film, you know, the timelessness.
A good movie that I didn't care for.
Hmm.
I'm not care for. I like the movie, but I didn't care for the ending because it was just too sudden.
Hmm.
And it's made me going, well, what the hell next? Traffic.
Yeah. That's very true.
Because it's ongoing. It's like, boom. Mm-hmm.
But that's a sign of a good film. One film that makes you think. If you can think, and if you could start imagining what happens after the film, that's a good film.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me, I like some older classic films. And the thing I noticed with films, older classic films, the reason they stand on their own is because the story is good. It's a provocative story, and it makes you think.
Not always. There's a lot of shitty films out there.
I'm not disagreeing with you on there. I will say there's a lot of shitty films. But let's take The Maltese Falcon. Why is that timeless?
Because, you know, it has popularity. Because the story.
Popularity, the story, the kind of the thought of, hey, that could really happen. That's all good. You know, movies that are timeless, you know, classic movies.
Uh-huh.
But as we were saying, the ooh-ah factor, Star Wars 1 absolutely...
Episode 4, when it first came out in the 70s, you know, that grossed a load of money. People were just seeing it again and again and again. I think Star Wars 1 was a good use of not animation. It was a good use of costume design.
Yes, costume design.
Which actually I found a very funny Easter egg on that one too. Or not Easter egg, a flub.
Mm.
When Luke and Leia are running
away
from the stormtroopers, maybe they have to cross the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get through, and the three stormtroopers come after.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the one on the right side of the screen. He bangs his head into a girder. Goes dong back like that. I saw it on TV. It's like I never saw that before.
That's funny.
Yeah, so that's another little thing for you.
Then they got there wearing helmets.
Yeah, I'll be perfectly honest with you too. Star Wars did excellent jobs of matte painting.
Yeah,
and model work.
Yes.
And costume design and originality for that.
Well, originality because they invented a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, laser.
I don't care for. I won't say they invented lasers. Hell no, that's old Buck Rogers from the 20s and 30s.
Well, no, the laser sounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, they created a new style of laser sound, and I thought it was so original.
You know how they make those?
Tapping a wrench on a tension wire.
Yeah.
Like what holds up like those big towers? They tape the microphone to the wire, and they just tapped it with a wrench. And they tapped it, and they timed, you know, and then they made all the different laser sounds with it.
I think
that was ingenious.
When I was a kid, you know what they used to have for that? There were bazooka tubes with springs inside.
Yep. But I think that the tension, because it was ingenious. It was simple and effective.
It was very interesting for that they finally had a sound for it, definitely. But what I'm talking about is they relied more on handcrafted visuals. That's what made it so realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Star Wars Episode 4 redone, digitally remastered.
I still liked it.
I thought, for instance, the scene in the hangar, Han Solo and Jabba the Hutt, I thought it sucked.
See, I did too, just for the simple fact that it wasn't needed, you know, and what they had to do to get it to work, because Jabba was supposed to be a man, not a creature, so they actually had to digitize, you know, Han Solo stepping over, on and over Jabba's tail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it was not worth it for me. I thought it was horribly done. Another thing, too, is they're actually R2-D2 is CGI from now on.
No. Kenny Baker fought that. He
really
talked to Lucas, and Lucas said, you know, you got a point. There are CGI in, you know, CGI R2's in there.
I think Lucas just got bit by the CGI bug to say, oh, we can do this, and just, you know, boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what really killed it. But when you had things like the Jawas with the, you know, the land tanks and shit like that, you know.
And some of that stuff is full scale, you know. And I think that's what adds a lot to it. Is
and
not?
The Bantas.
Yeah.
You know what those are, right?
Yes.
They're elephants.
Yeah.
With covers on them. That was a great idea. I like that. But,
I think it
looks shitty if they CGI'd it.
You know, and the reason it looks shitty when they CGI, because, you could tell. CGI is nowhere near.
No. CGI is too crappy.
Yeah, still too crappy. I mean, it still can't render lifelike. There's still that sheen.
That's very interesting, too, about Tron. They were actually talking about that. You know what they did to make the scenes in Tron look excellent? Guy says, problem with CGI is there's no depth perception.
Yes, that's correct.
Everything up close is crisp, crystal clear to you, and everything back is not. Everything close and back is crystal.
Yeah.
He actually said, for the digital mapping on that right there, They actually had to do a geometric equation to do bits and lines away.
Mm-hmm.
So the farther away this math for however it was, so this equation that they're going to simulate right there, they actually took into credit using different photos how much to distort it to make it fuzzy.
That's good.
So that's how they got depth perception.
See, that's very good.
That's something you don't get with CGI. And I think, to be honest with you, it's really killed it. A good movie that relied, not CGI, but special effects in general, would have been Lost in Space.
Yeah.
Didn't care for it that much.
Nope.
Could have been a lot more.
Yeah, it could have been more story.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but they waste all their time on one little thing.
Yeah.
And we're still left with, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's horrible.
What does it leave you?
But, you know, that was really bad, man.
Yep. But that's Hollywood, though, right now. And that's, like you said, I think you said it right when you said the CGI bug. You know, George Lucas got bit by the CGI bug. And I think that the man who brought us Howard the Duck,
mm-hmm.
you have to realize, he brought us Star Wars, yay, but he brought us Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
We know he's capable of really screwing up.
Same like Spielberg.
Yep.
Everybody remembers E.T.? How many of you people remember 1942?
John Belushi. You know,
and you know what? I tried looking at that film. You know what I saw? Most horrible thing ever, man.
Hmm.
Dan Aykroyd doing his Saturday Night Live bug skit with the oranges and the pantyhose.
Yep,
that was just totally shitty.
Yep, but you know what? That's another thing. You know, you want to start talking about bad films? Hey, it works on TV. Make a film of it. You know, like we said earlier, Saturday Night Live films are just as guilty.
Not all
Blues
of them.
Brothers was one that pulled it off.
Blues Brothers is actually a pretty good,
but not Saturday the Night second film. One.
The second one was horrible.
I mean, it was good, but it wasn't good. You know,
John Belushi was rolling in his grave on that one, I'm sure. You know, like the speedballs he spun himself. No, but to be honest with you, that's a shitty one. Night at the Roxbury, I thought was a funny film. Wasn't right. meant to be taken seriously. It was probably done for as low a budget as possible.
Yeah.
So Night at the Roxbury wasn't too bad.
Wasn't too bad.
I can name the two worst SNL spinoff films ever known to man.
What?
Shittiest ones. Stuart Saves His Family.
Yep.
And It's Pat.
Yep. Those are two dumb ones. Those are straight to video. They were so bad. You know, even Ladies Man was pretty bad.
I never saw the Ladies Man.
Ladies Man was pretty bad.
I had no desire to.
And Wayne's World was pretty cool.
Wayne's World 1 was like, hey, that's
was pretty
cool.
Yeah, I mean, I
actually liked Wayne's World.
Yeah.
2 just went to hell.
But I think that's because of Mike Myers. You got certain Hollywood personalities that can sell a good story.
Mike Myers, too. He's done a lot of other stuff, too. It's very interesting. People were talking about, you know, Austin Powers 2 wasn't quite as good as Austin Powers 1.
Right.
You know, and, you know, he's talking about quality control in his movies now, and they're actually not going to make Spockets the film.
Yeah.
And I can't for the life of me understand why you want to make that to a film.
I don't know either. I never liked it as a skit, but someone did. Lauren Michaels
Dieter.
Did. Yeah. So.
Let's face it, Lauren Michaels, same guy kicked Andy Kaufman off Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Screw him.
After he brought him in.
Yeah.
Come on in. Yeah, this is great.
Actually, very interesting. He promised Kaufman after the thing that he was going to bring him back, said, I'll call you in 2 weeks. Never did. So, yeah, screwed Lauren Michaels. He screwed over Andy Kaufman, so, you know.
Yep. So, that's, I think, our Hollywood rant because, you know.
Yeah.
I don't get to watch many films, but that's just because. Oh, yes, The Exceptionally Underrated So I Married an Axe Murderer. That was a good film.
I never saw that.
It was actually a good, really good and suspenseful.
I saw a part of it on Comedy Central, and it was a prelude to Fat Bastard, the father.
Yeah, it is a prelude to Fat Bastard.
I think it was a good film. I think in some cases they use too much nudity in films. Leprechaun 4 is a perfect one. Shitty CGI nudity.
CGI nudity?
And nudity.
Oh.
She's going to condemn the guy to death, so she shows him her boobs.
Why?
Because you're never allowed to look at this royal princess's boobs, or else it means death. Because she has to kill you, and like that's really
stupid.
Bad. And people don't know when to put in CGI. I'll be honest, Josie and the Pussycats would have been better as an NC-17 flick.
Really,
people would have flocked to that. I'd love to have seen something like Josie and the Pussycats combined with like The Doors.
Oh, geez.
You know what I mean? That'd been great.
Josie and the Pussycats with the fucking acid trip. Yep.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I think that would have totally been great.
Oh, another dumb
film. Not for the drug thing.
Oh, another dumb film thinking about
nudity.
That's coming out. Sorority Boys, where the guys have to dress up like women.
You know, I've seen that before. Oh, yeah. It was Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks.
Or wait, or Tu Wong Fu, thanks for something,
yeah.
Julie Newmar. So,
still scratching my
dumb
head.
Idea. Ooh, bad, man, what the fuck? Bad implementation. I mean, it was all written for that Wookiee joke.
It's not anything new. Come on, let's face it. But
Jack Lemmon and...
Yeah, Some Like It Hot. And
yeah, Some Like It Hot. Thank you.
And then you go back before that. I mean, let's face it,
Milton
man.
Berle.
Yeah. On variety shows and shit, you know. And, you know, with Sid Caesar, your show of shows.
Mm-hmm.
That, drag is an old gag.
Horribly
you
old gag.
You can't keep rehashing it for everything. Okay, and thinking that you're gonna have to dress up as girls to get a thing. Well, that's bosom buddies. That was done in the 80s.
Yeah, they have to dress up as women to live in this apartment.
Yeah, or a sorority. It's too old. It's just, you know,
They camp it out.
It's screwed, man. I'll tell you a good movie I saw the other night. Have to give a shout out and a strong, very strong recommendation. You see this? Psycho Beach Party.
Psycho Beach Party.
Psycho Beach Party.
That's a horrible B movie.
Have you seen it?
Bits and pieces.
It's fucking great, man.
Why?
One, they stay so true to the period.
Really?
Of 1963. The clothes, the cars, everything.
Okay.
There's only two scenes in the whole movie with blood. And really only maybe three or four with actual violence in them. The acting in it is so campy.
Mm-hmm.
Not ham, but campy. It's got Lauren Ambrose.
Okay.
The redhead chick from 6 Feet Under.
Mm-hmm.
She's the star in it.
Okay.
And she's got a split personality. She splits between this like seductress, not like a Mae West, but an aggressive, sexually aggressive one.
Uh-huh.
And like a wigger.
Okay.
You have to see it. It's
1963.
Totally.
Yo, what's up, homie?
I know how to be taking care of my man. It's funny as hell. There's this one scene with her mother going, "You're not going to any beach party with that beach trash," you know. And she's all, "Well, what?" She goes, "Boy, next thing you know, whip out his," I forget what the fuck she calls it. It was so funny. It was not Tallywhacker. So I can't forget. I have to see the movie. And the next thing you'll be poking you and poking you and poking you. She's using two fingers just poking the shit out of her daughter. And next thing you know, he'll want to poke you down there and just fucking starts poking her in the stomach and shit, man.
Oh, that's funny.
It's just so campy. And it's totally... It's like... I expect Annette Funicello and Sally Field to just jump out at some point, man.
And start
to do
dancing.
A cameo or something. It's much better than Back to the Beach, which was shitty.
That's cool. Yeah.
But
I didn't watch the right scenes, but I just didn't...
Watch it from the beginning and stick to it. You have to. You will love it.
Give that effort into
it. It's a great film. It really is. Loved it.
Well, I think I got about 5 minutes left to go in the show. A few minutes. So I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give out our... ending shout out. So first off, I want to say thank you very much if you have tuned in for the whole show. Well, that's a little more tolerable than your normal stuff, but thanks for listening into Spankwagon Radio, which you can find only at spankwagon.n3.net. Spankwagon Radio does play live shows every Sunday unless announced differently. And of course, if you don't catch us live, catch the pre-record.
That's right.
Catch the recording, because...
We record the stuff, you know.
We record the stuff for you folks.
It's not pre-record, actually.
No.
Post-recording, because we're doing this live right now. I'm here right now.
And also, if you ever think about it, if you really want to have a good laugh and whatnot, go ahead and
check out Trencher's Hairy Ass.
No. Something more funnier than that. Kilroy, of course, with his What I Wish I Didn't Know show. Yeah, Kilroy's ass. Look at Kilroy's ass. Check out the What I Wish I Didn't Know show, also downloadable via... or spankwagon.n3.net, which is brought to you by VFTP.net.
And actually, you know what? I actually went to VFTP.net. Seeing you people play a cat and mouse is funny as hell. Who the hell is the dude in the white suit, man? I can't tell.
That?
He looks like a cross between Reverend Horton Heat and...
Colonel Sanders and a pimp.
Yeah.
That would be... Colonel Sanders. That would be 9 volt.
9 volt.
That is 9 volt.
That's
9 volts is CB handle, yes.
Jesus Christ, man.
So,
bust out
Colonel Sanders and the Pimp. But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in to Spank Wagon Radio.
Looks like Jehovah from Vanishing Point. Okay, but yeah, that's it. Spank Wagon Radio right there. Check out VFTP.net for a good laugh.
Check out the links brought to you by Club Balls. And, of course, the email addresses of all three participants.
Clubballs@hotmail.com. Trench@mac.com and what the hell?
Kilroy's hate mail at
yahoo.com. And of course, you'll have to start paying for that.
And of course, it's all on the site, Check it out, folks.
Check out the celebrity links. You'll love them. You'll wonder why.
And starting by the Tuesday or Wednesday, play the Spank Wagon What's Wrong with the Picture game.
Mm-hmm. And you can play it tonight. We'll shoot out a URL.
Well, you can play it tonight, or you can wait till I put the link up on the page.
Mm-hmm. It's up to you.
And we'll catch you later, folks. Thank you very much for listening. And have a good night.
And we'll see you.
Bye. Play with what?
Johnny was the devil, and he listened to Spank Wagon Radio.